As Utah lawmakers returned to the Capitol this week, they found copies of the Utah Roadmap, a paper aimed at developing policies, or mileposts, to improve air quality and address changing climate. Tom Holst with the ChemC Gardner Policy Institute says there are some obstacles to overcome to get legislators to implement any part of the study during the current session.
Utah is a red state. Most of the states that have adopted emissions reduction goals and targets are either on the West Coast or the East Coast.
The report was ordered by the legislature in its 2019 session. A University of Utah think tank worked with a 37-member technical advisory committee, including representatives from state and local governments, industry, academia, and environmental advocates. One of the plan's main objectives is to reduce pollutant emissions by 50% and carbon emissions by 80%. Sarah Wright with Utah Clean Energy, an advisor on the project, says curtailing emissions is critical to reducing the choking brown cloud that hits the Salt Lake Valley every winter.
I think one of the most important recommendations in the study is to adopt the goal of an 80% reduction in greenhouse gases by 2050.
Holst says another major goal would be the creation of a laboratory in the state to study air quality and climate change solutions. Other recommendations include adherence to quality growth standards, having governments and institutions follow best environmental practices, converting Utah to an electric vehicle state, and providing economic assistance to affected communities. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, I'm Kat Webb.